talk to me about the title and why you picked it.
Our Sun Museum is a title that is pulled directly from one of the poems. And it sort of speaks to one of the larger metaphors of the book, being our structures and when they are sort of shaken, physically and metaphorically, our structures shaken by loss. So there are three or four core poems in the book that are elegies for my father, my sister, and my brother, all of whom I lost over the course of writing the book. So our Sudden Museum really speaks to when we lose someone and the place that they lived has really become a place for artifacts and memories.
And there's a great one of my favorite images is the way the your view on the house begins to shift over the course of the book, and the house means one thing with the very first poem, and then as we go on, not only are we getting kind of singular houses, but there are many houses. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I think it was, you know, when you write a collection like this, you don't always go into it knowing what some of the overarching themes will be and those that will emerge. And that the idea of house started to develop over, you know, the 15 years I was kind of writing these poems. I started noticing it was a core metaphor. I noticed the word home and house reappearing. And then when it became conscious, late in the process of writing the book, I sort of looked at those poems that I had. But yeah, house is a core metaphor for something that, a dwelling, a place for us to be safe, a haven, and a place that can be shaken, sort of in the metaphorical sense. That which keeps us safe can also be taken away from us.
And one of my favorite poems is looking at all of the almost houses. Talk to me about where the idea for that came from.
Well, continuing with that idea of house, that poem was inspired by when we moved to Mount Pleasant, my wife and I, we had narrowed our house search down to a couple possible houses, and we chose one, and we didn't choose the other. So, I would sometimes drive past that house that we didn't choose. So, you know, I suppose that gets at fantasy and imagination and wondering, you know, in all these divergent paths our lives take, you know, each path we take involves paths that weren't taken. So that poem looks at a path I didn't take and wonders about it.
And one of the broader feelings that I got was there's this question about these sudden museums, whether it's my brother, my sister, my father, are museums because I have a context for making sense of them. And what happens when people come who have no concept for the things in these places.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another poem I'm thinking of that comes upon a barn where there's just a bunch of old objects, right? And in that barn, inside of that barn, I saw a grand piano that had been stored there, and I opened it up and saw spider's eggs in there, and a spider making a life out of something that was cast off. So I think in some way that speaks to what you're saying as well. So this poem I referred to earlier called The House We Almost Bought. Passing the house we almost bought, I look through its windows at the man I almost was, with his wife who's almost glad. The children who were almost ours are almost asleep in rooms they almost had. The walls are the light of almost day. I almost stop to say hello. But most days, when I pass the people we almost were, they're quiet as songs almost composed. I almost don't want to interrupt where they're almost going. The man I almost was pauses at the window, almost shattered by the sun, as if to almost pray. I almost wonder if he sees me pass, then wonder what he is about to almost say, as if I'm someone he almost knows. Or could almost be, which is almost true. He almost is. Thank you so much for speaking with me about the book.
Thank you for doing it.